There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Coming up as a radio mix for Studio 41, this is New Showroom, Consumer 15-second stereo radio mix, code 014-02-13-S41.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
201, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host Rochester in a matinee game that's tomorrow at 11. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. The buzz from yesterday's Super Bowl still going, and Tom Brady met the media the day after today and talks about winning the final game of a season.
It's a hard thing to get here, and then it's a hard thing to win the game. You're playing against the other best team, and you know, obviously one play here, one play there, all things change, and we've been on the other end of that too. So I'm proud that we got a chance to really finish it out.
And Brady now owns the Super Bowl record for most touchdown passes with 13, and his record in the big game is now 4-2. Meanwhile, here at the Advocate Center, the Bulls returned to practice. Mike Dunleavy was held out, but he could return tomorrow. And though the Bulls have been really up and really down of late, Joakim Noah says the best days for this team are still hopefully to come.
I hope so. I really hope so. Guys are putting in a lot of work. I think that the last month has been very up and down, but also I think it's good in the sense that we see who we really are. There's a lot of areas where we have to get better. Dun coming back will be big for us, but we definitely have a lot of improvement to do.
And the Bulls' next game is Wednesday night down in Houston. Baseball news, the Tampa Bay Rays have signed reliever Ronald Belisario to a one-year, $1.8 million contract. In hockey, the Blackhawks back in action tomorrow night up in Minnesota. Stay on top of all your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The Road to the Big Game brought to you by Caesars, the Link Hotel and Casino. It's a new year, new Vegas. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. sportsradio1050.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Let's go! We gotta go to work!
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL!
NFL columnist for Bleacher Report.
Your judge is a football player about how tough you are. That's it.
Taking you inside the game.
If you're not playing at a production level that's good enough to win, you gotta put someone else in. That's how the NFL works.
Matt Bowen.
It's gonna be violent. And I'll put the kids to bed.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 204 on The Score, we do indeed welcome in one of our favorite football guys.
Matt Bowen is on Twitter, at MattBowen41, writes for Bleacher Report, The Tribune, and you see him and hear him everywhere, including right here on the Grossinger-Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Matt, that was a hell of a game, man.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, that's the best word to describe it. You saw everything. You saw Tom Brady take over a game in the fourth quarter against the league's best defense. You saw Russell Wilson bring that team down the field, the catch and curse that would have been the play we would have remembered for this game forever until the last play of the game. And I'll tell you what, that last play of the game, there's been a lot of talk about it. I wrote about it today at Bleacher Report. I don't like the play call. I don't think anyone does in that situation when you have Marshawn Lynch. I expected him and a shotgun alignment to run that zone read again. You know, give him options, zone blocking up front. You have the most physical back in the NFL, the best back at getting downhill, dropping his pad level and pushing the pile. I expect him to get a touchdown there. But you know what? They made the play call. They have to live with that. The flip side of that, if you're a coach in high school, college, even the pros, you take the clip of Malcolm Butler's interception. You put it on the first day of the offseason program and say, look, this is how we want to play the slant on our football team. They did everything right because that play is supposed to come open. It's a clear out seam out of the stack with the outside receiver, which is Ricardo Lockett, coming underneath.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to what Bill Belichick did. He went out and he got Darrell Revis. He got Brandon Browner. He wanted guys with press man ability. Brandon Browner wouldn't let Jermaine Kearse off the line of scrimmage. Okay, so what that did, that allowed Butler, playing from an off-man position, to create a clean downhill angle to the football. And if you watch the replay, guys, he is driving on that slant before the ball's even thrown. That's anticipation. That's understanding the game situation, formation recognition, alignment recognition, and going to make a play to win a Super Bowl. And I love that play. I mean, I could talk about that play forever because as a former defensive back, that's exactly what you want to see. And for an undrafted kid to make that play, that's special. And it just caps off the game. Awesome football game.
It's just trusting his eyes, too. And I heard the comments afterward where Lockett was criticized by his coach for right. not going in there hard. It looked to me like he did.
He did.
I thought he I did. And I just thought that he it looked bad because of the way he bounced off. But right. Butler's leverage and his body position was so good that it almost didn't matter how hard Lockett went in because he was just, he beat him. He just flat beat him.
That's a great point. And he did. He beat him to the spot. He ran the route for him. He became the receiver. And, that, you know, defensive backs, coaches will tell you that. You want to run the route for them in the three-step game. You want to beat them to the spot. Because when you beat them to the spot, forget about pass interference. You're the first one there. You're entitled to the football. And you beat them to the spot, clean pick. I mean, you talk about a play, guys. That's the play we will talk about forever because such a high-pressure situation, understanding the game situation and making that play. As a defensive back, those are things you dream about. A lot of guys dream about making that play in week two, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make it on the Super Bowl stage, I'm happy for that young kid because that's going to change his career. It really is. And when people talk about this game, obviously they're going to bring up Brady, they're going to bring up the play call, but if you're a football fan, you should bring up that play.
Yeah, you know what it is, too, and it's like you had everything on that drive going wrong. You had the right. juggling catch down the sideline that puts you in that same, like, you know, all the bad memories the Patriots have had of losing these tough Super Bowls. Then you get the ball on the goal line, and nobody can stop this guy. You can't, three, four guys can't stop Marshawn Lynch. You get it down to one. Yet this guy still keeps his head, still keeps about what he's supposed to do. And even, you know, I mean, everything about it, Matt, just keeping his entire being in that game, in that play, when everything else was so crazy around him. You know, because things had to be crazy with that team. Right. When all of a sudden you turn around and look at, oh, my God, they're on our one-yard line. And yet he still, under those circumstances, as difficult as all of it was, how they got there and everything else, still kept his head and made that play.
Yeah, and I like, you know, people were critical of, you know, Bill Belichick for not calling a timeout, you know, letting the clock run.
Yep.
But as a defensive player, I would like that. You call a timeout because you had a lot of time to set up, a lot of time to pick the play. Maybe they do have a discussion on the sideline and someone brings up throwing the ball and Pete Carroll says, what, are you crazy? Right. You know, when you have time to do that. And also as a defensive player, you don't have to sit there and think about it. You don't. You just go out and play. You don't have time to think. You go out and line up. Okay, they're in a stack. You see the release from the inside guy, and then you see the outside guy take an inside step. You know what the play is immediately. You've seen it on film. That's the other thing. If you go back the last 2 years in Seattle tape, you see that play a lot. Sometimes they run it from a wider split, but you've seen it in that stack. And so you have to think as a defensive back, okay, I know this play's coming. If they run something else, I'll just play football. You know, I'll read my keys, I'll play my technique, and I'll just go play. But if they run that, that's the play I know it's coming. I'm going to go take it away.
We've talked a lot about the Seattle defense over the last couple of years and what they do with the talent that they have and how they make it difficult by having what essentially becomes a three deep, even though there is a jam at the line and some man principles involved because of the ground that they cover. And I was fascinated to see how Rob Gronkowski was deployed, even when he wasn't open or when he wasn't necessarily catching the ball, how valuable he was in running them off of certain spots and running guys away from places where they could be effective against some of the other receivers. What did you see as far as Gronkowski keying some of the openings for the other guys in matchups?
That's a great point, Dan, because they did it in the middle of the field and they did it outside. In the middle of the field, what they do with Gronkowski, send him down the field on the seam or underneath dig route, which is square in, and they throw the ball underneath. They'd make those linebackers sink. And, you know, it's similar to what we've watched in Chicago for the last decade, especially the very good Lovie Smith defenses. Sink, get depth, force the ball underneath and tackle. What New England said is, okay, we're going to make you tackle. We're going to make you tackle every single time. We're going to throw the ball to Edelman. We're going to throw the ball to Vereen. Shane Vereen had 11 catches last night. Yeah. 11. It's only 64 yards. But how many times did he pick up 3, 4, 5 yards to move the sticks and get a first down?
A lot.
How many times in Edelman, Amendola, catch those balls underneath, make someone miss, and turn a three-yard route into an explosive gain or another first down. And when they put Gronkowski outside, in the backside of that 3-by-1 formation, which, you know, I call Dakota, some people call it X-ISO, so you have the tight end removed, they just run Vereen underneath. They'd have Gronkowski run a corner out or a fade, and they'd run off the corner of the safety linebacker who was ever on Gronkowski, and they'd work the underneath matchup every time. And that's not easy. I mean, Seattle's got great linebackers. You talk about Wagner and Wright. These guys can run. They can fly. They have good flexibility in their hips. They're very athletic linebackers. But they're still, when you're matched up against a running back, and sometimes they're matched up against a wide receiver, that's still a matchup advantage for New England. You know, Tom Brady didn't throw the ball downfield at all. He threw the seam route to Gronkowski, kind of a deep over route, really, in the fourth quarter. He hit Gronkowski in the fade outside. But I'm talking about a true deep ball shot down the field. You didn't see many. Their game plan was, look, we're going to take advantage of your defense. We know exactly what you want every single play. It's either cover one or cover three. And Brady can tell that right at the snap by the linebackers, whether they're in cover one or cover three. He knew exactly where he was going with the football. He said, look, we're going to make you tackle underneath. I thought it was an excellent game plan. You know, earlier in the game, they did run the ball more with LeGarrette Blount. I think towards the second half, especially in that fourth quarter, you know, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels said to Tom Brady, go win this football game. We're going to put Vereen in every snap. Go win this football game. Don't take advantage of that defense. Find Gronkowski. And I'll tell you what, I thought Cam Chancellor would be the perfect matchup for Gronkowski. Mm-hmm. I did.
Yep.
Because of his size, his length, you know, 6'3", 230. He's the most physical, strong safety in the NFL. But even he couldn't match up to him. I'll tell you right now, Rob Gronkowski is the ultimate matchup weapon in the NFL. He is. We have to agree with that. I mean, no one, even if you play with great technique, great leverage, the proper call, that just gives you a chance versus Gronkowski. Doesn't mean you're going to make a play, because no one did last night.
I thought there was another adjustment that they made, too, where, like you said, on some of those underneath throws early in the game, I kept seeing Patriot receivers do that bucket step, like Marshall does sometimes, where it's like, buy some time, see the field, maybe try to squeeze a couple extra yards out by making a guy miss that way. And I'm yelling at the TV, not against this defense. because they swarm to the ball so quickly with so much strength that if you, the moment you hesitate, you're in trouble. So just get down the field. And I thought they did that much better in the second half when they were stringing some of these drives together rather than taking that read step and saying, all right, where am I in space? Who's coming after me? They just went and figured out that you're better off with your momentum going that way, falling for a couple extra yards, than trying to pick and choose against their athleticism.
Right. Get up the field and go.
Yep.
That's all it was, Dan. Just catch the ball and get up the field. If you can get 5 extra yards, we need those 5 extra yards. Okay. And if you break a tackle, which is how late in the game, now you're talking 10, 15, 20 yards. And also what they ran down the goal line. You know, they missed on it early in the fourth quarter when Brady, you know, put too much heat on the ball to Edelman. But they really went after Simon, the corner, after Jeremy Lane went out. And anyone saw that injury, it was pretty nasty on his wrist.
Oh.
And that really impacted everything because they put Byron Maxwell inside of the slot. They brought Simon in at the corner. And Brady went after him immediately. And later in the game with Edelman ran, I call it a whip option. Some people call it a pivot route where the wide receiver stems inside and then pivots back to the outside. He'll give him a little push, take advantage of that momentum from the defensive back. Another great route. And then, you know, Brady in the fourth quarter, and I think this is, you know, Cliff Averill is out of the game, okay? And that's a big loss. But Michael Bennett's still in there. Bruce Irvin's still in there. They still have a great pass rush. The way he managed the pocket. Now, Tom Brady's never going to run the football unless he has to.
No, he had that one play where he needed 3 yards, and he could have got, you know, probably 8 or 9 before anybody got to him, Matt, and he wouldn't do it.
No.
He would not do it.
That's same with Peyton Manning. You dare him to run.
Yep.
You cover everyone else, they're not going to run.
Yep.
But what he did in the pocket, you know, sliding, stepping up that pocket mobility. And that's for young quarterbacks. These are the quarterbacks you want to watch. You want to watch a guy like Brady because that's how you play quarterback in the NFL game. It's like that. It's not looking for escape doors. It's not looking to get outside of the pocket. It's working within the pocket to create throwing lanes. You did on the touchdown pass to Amendola. You did on the crosser to Gronk. He was excellent in that fourth quarter, buying time, creating throwing angles, and taking advantage of that defense. Because when you have time, it doesn't matter if Seattle's the best secondary in the NFL. When you have time against a zone defense, guys are going to come open. Brady did an excellent job of buying that time.
All I know for sure about Gronkowski, other than what we know as a player, is that when it came to the last ugly part of the game there were several Seahawks who couldn't wait to take a punch at him. I don't know if he
irritated. That's the wrong guy to take a punch at, though, I'll tell you right now. I mean, if you're going to take a punch at that guy, you better have a teammate with you. Okay, he's going to bury you.
I mean, it looked like, you know, he was out there in the middle. Looked like there's a whole lot of guys who wanted to pop him. I don't know what went on in that list, but it you know, didn't ruin the game for him. But it was like, oh, come on, are you kidding me? After all of this, and I know the emotions are running high, Matt, but did you get any fights? You get any football fights?
Oh, yeah, but that, you know, those football fights are like Monday Night Raw at WWE. I mean, they're not very good.
okay.
You're punching people in the face with who have a helmet in the face.
Yeah, helmet on.
There's more harm to yourself. But, you know, I understand frustration because if you're Seattle, and I was in that locker room last night after the game, you know, you talk about being in a locker room that was dead quiet. That was it. And I can understand it. Those guys were devastated last night when I walked in that locker room. Devastated. And I would be, too. Game comes down to the final play. If you're a guy in defense or special teams, you're watching from the sideline, you're starting to talk about Super Bowl parades because you think the ball's going to Marshawn Lynch, and then that play happens. You'll be sick for a long time.
Well, I'm just glad that we had not only just a terrific crackling game, but one that really moved. You know, the pace of the game, the way both teams played was such that it didn't feel like a Super Bowl. This didn't feel like one of these logy, bloated Super Bowl evenings. It really felt football-y, which was really nice.
Yeah, and both teams played with tempo. Also, it was a pretty clean football game, you know. They let them play. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was a lot of penalties they could have called, but, you know, these are the two best teams in the NFL. They're both physical teams. They let them play football. I loved it.
And you know, the irony, though, Matt, is that if you told me before the game that they were going to call it like that, I would have told you Seattle was going to win.
Right. I agree, but I'll say this. Watching from where we were in the stadium last night, and it was a great view because you could see the secondary in every play, those Seattle receivers couldn't get open. They couldn't. Now, I know Chris Matthews, a young kid, made some plays, and he did. But those were 50-50 balls. Those were contested balls. Back shoulder throws where a young kid really earned himself, an extended career in the NFL and making those plays. But every other time, Dan, those guys weren't open. Revis, Arrington, Brown, they were on the hip of those guys. There was no separation down the field. And that goes back to what Belichick did this past offseason when he took a risk and pay Darrell Revis all the money, brought Brandon Brown in, a guy who had been suspended in the past, and got man press corners. And the other key is they have Devin McCourty in the middle of the field, who might be the most underrated free safety in the game. I'm telling you guys, last night, he was closing the middle of the field. Those guys were just pushing those receivers inside. There was nowhere for Russell Wilson to throw the football.
You know, that's what I thought, too. I thought that's the best Patriot defense I'd seen. Not that the other ones weren't good, Matt, because, you know, they got beat on really weird plays in the Super Bowls they've lost. But, man, I thought with those two guys, you're cutting the field off for some of these guys. You're just not going to be able to do this against them. And here and there, they, as you point out, jump balls and so forth. But really, I mean, and actually, you know, for the best defense in football, that, and there's no doubt in my mind that Seattle's the best defense in football. They proved it for 3 years now. But, man, Brady made them look like they just started yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't, and with those throws and how they do it to you, how New England does it to you, I mean, that'll work forever, won't it? I mean, exactly what – won't that work forever, what they're doing to you? If you find – as long as you find Edelman and Amendola and those guys, you can do it the rest of your life if you want to.
Right. And I was talking about that last night with someone at the stadium, is that this tape is going to be watched by everyone countless times this offseason, because they're going to look at what Brady, Edelman, Gronkowski did and say, okay, this is how you attack Seattle. People couldn't figure that out for basically the last 2 years. How do you beat this team? How do you move the ball in this team? They're in a critical situation, too. But, you know, you got to have the guys. You know, there's only one Rob Gronkowski. Now, Edelman, you can find a receiver with explosive change of direction ability. You can do that. You know, and I was thinking about, you know, the Bears last night, you know, watching these two teams, and especially offensively, you know, if the Bears were to match up against Seattle, they don't have that guy. They don't have that guy. They got Matt Forte, but, you know, you throw a ball Matt Forte 25 times, then you have to find a receiver who can work underneath in that Bears offense. It's something really to focus on this offseason going into the draft.
Now, no matter what, as we look at the 2000 NFL draft and we look at round six, that famously the 199th overall pick in the sixth round that year, the Patriots selected Michigan quarterback Tom Brady. Do you know who was selected one pick before?
That would be me.
That would be Matt Bowen. Nicely done. God,
that's
correct.
Really awful drafting.
You passed the test that you knew, indeed, that the Rams.
Passed up Tom Brady to draft Matt Bowen?
At 198.
Holy crap.
The very pick before was Iowa strong safety Matt Bowen.
That's what he is.
The Rams are still paying for that, guys. They are still paying for that.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt, great job. Right, guys, as always, my friend. Thanks.
Yeah, it's fun to hear.
I saw that the other day, because I saw the entire list of that draft. I saw the entire draft, and I'm going, oh, my God.
Just wanted to see if he remembered. You never know. He played a lot of football, so you can't be sure. But it is...
That's correct.
It is very cool to hear somebody who is as into the game for his sort of micro reasons as Matt still is, who just... who can look at a play like that and enjoy it on so many levels and just really helps back up what kind of special Super Bowl that was yesterday. Really, really fun stuff. We had a lot more to do. By the way, I've got a couple paragraphs from that essay about Katy Perry, because people are mad. I'm telling you, it's what Amanda Hess wrote, and I'll let her words speak for it about why she's why Katy Perry is sort of the perfect match for male football culture. So
I think she is.
Well, she is, for some very interesting sort of academic reasons. You've got the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I still cannot believe exactly what I saw. A day later, I'm still confused because I know I saw Seattle on the Patriots' one-yard line, and I saw them convert the requisite circus catch to beat New England. That game was over. Just as I know that Marshawn Lynch was ready to stomp them out, then one of the strangest, most inexplicable things ever went down. A throw and a pick.
Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted!
Seriously, that happened? How? This is not about hindsight being 20/20. This is about beast mode being 215 and the best running back in the game and him being on the 1 yard line. This is about giving that guy the ball three straight times. And had they done that, they would be right in the middle of a dynasty. Instead, Pete Carroll and the Hawks are going to have to wear that one forever. I'm Jim Rome.
At Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, we answer the world's questions. It's why our faculty earn patents year after year and create startups to develop clean energy. Why our students take top honors in industrial design and cyber defense competitions. And why our flying Salukis are 9-time national champs. We want you to bring your questions to our next open house. Ask us anything. Find your answers. Go to siu.edu/openhouse.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
7498.
Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse Restaurant Week menu is second to none with a spectacular $22 lunch menu and a four-course $44 dinner menu that includes your entree choice of filet mignon, salmon filet, smoked pork chop, or filet medallions. Visit delfriscos.com to see their full event menu. This is a great week to experience their famous Oak Street location, the historic Esquire Theater building.
It's time to do our taxes. Which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Visit. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 2:28, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein. Enjoy our conversation as always with Matt Bowen on a terrific game last night. Always great to have, man. When you got a great game, that guy can break it down for you.
Even a bad game, too. Yeah.
Well, I mean, a great game, I need more help with. A bad game, it's kind of like the commercials.
Yeah.
But that was awful. You know, when I think about it, I know.
Just so
thank God, you know, I get to feel like an old curmudgeon, you know, going, holy crap.
No, because, you know, my wife likes to watch the commercials, too. As an old ad agency person, she enjoys it from that end and sharing her thoughts on social media. And she actually got mad at me for tweeting out something she said when I didn't say it, and she tried to clown me on Twitter for doing it. But I mean, she thought the same thing, that it just everybody's going for heartfelt. Yeah. And after a while, just enough. So I think we got a bad day for Warren Sapp. We're about to find out.
Yeah.
A little rough morning for him, apparently.
Boy. Scoreboard update.
Indeed it has. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. It's 2:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host Rochester in a matinee game that's coming up tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Today was the day after yesterday's exciting Super Bowl, a game that had massive ratings throughout. And some day after news comes word that Seattle cornerback Richard Sherman did play the game with torn ligaments that will necessitate Tommy John surgery on his elbow. No timetable on that recovery. And did you notice those shirts being sold on the Patriots website of Do Your Job? Tom Thibodeau sure did.
No, but I'd like to get one. I'd like to get a bunch of them.
Of course he would. As for the Bulls, they did practice today and will again tomorrow here at the Advocate Center. Mike Dunleavy was held out again today, but he could be on the court tomorrow with the Bulls' next game coming up Wednesday night down in Houston. And Hall of Famer defensive tackle Warren Sapp today arrested in Phoenix for a couple of charges. The first one soliciting a prostitute, the second one assault. This is not the first time, that he has been in trouble with the law. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Mazda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Coyote Logistics Hockey City Classic that's coming up at Soldier Field on February 7th. This scoreboard update has been brought to you again by Coyote Logistics Hockey. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boris and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Web Ford. Visit PackyWebFord.com today. All right, this is from Slate, and one of my favorite writers there, the really talented and smart Amanda Hess, talking about Katy Perry and the NFL here. And I'll just read some excerpts here. This performance on TV's biggest stage, aligned with America's biggest sport, will confirm that Katy Perry is the singing, dancing personification of the cool girl. You remember the cool girl, the poser, feminine archetype that Gillian Flynn pegged in Gone Girl as a hot, brilliant, funny woman who adores football and poker, dirty jokes and burping, plays video games, drinks cheap beer, loves threesomes, jams hot dogs and hamburgers into her mouth like she's hosting the world's biggest culinary gangbang while somehow maintaining a size 2. Because cool girls are above all hot. Hot and understanding. And Perry has risen to become one of America's most successful female stars and pop music's most deceptively brilliant songwriters. She's done it by casting herself in the role of frat culture's sexual helpmate. Her breakout pop album, One of the Boys, featured the bar-sexual anthem I Kissed a Girl and the casually homophobic You're So Gay. In the 2010 video for California Girls, she flitted between Madonna and whore. There she is lying prone and naked in a bed of cotton candy, and here she goes smiling blankly and shooting whipped cream from her nipples. And in last summer's song, This Is How We Do, she plays ping pong all night, greets the sunrise, quote, slow-cooking pancakes for my boy, still up, still fresh as a daisy. Her duties are to party, mother, and repeat. And as she told Rolling Stone last year, I'm like both good and bad girl. I'm just girl. Don't worry, she's got the snacks covered. Food factors heavily into Perry's image. The good girl cooks, the bad girl gorges. She described her appeal as sauce-serve sexiness. She's dressed as a sexy second-grade Girl Scout with a cookie on her head, has charm-sized tattoos of an anthropomorphic strawberry and a peppermint candy inked on her ankles. She's photographed clutching Slim Jim wrappers and oversized slices of pizza. But the leaked rider from her 2013 concert reveals her secret diet, which is rabbit food, celery, broccoli, figs. Somehow she maintains a size two. Her politics are simpatico with the NFL's. She's made being young, drunk, and starry-eyed sound incredibly wholesome, as if Girls Gone Wild videos long ago joined baseball, apple pie, water parks, and early Mellencamp in the canon of Americana. As a closet's worth of American flag dresses, her Part of Me video is an extended commercial for the U.S. military. And she's cannily leveraged the football world to extend her cultural reach beyond her female fan base. Arriving in an October appearance on ESPN's College Game Day, wearing a fluffy pink football jersey, carrying a serving tray full of piping hot toddies. Soon, Perry was proclaiming football her new favorite sport, gracing the cover of ESPN the magazine, raising a pom-pom for J.J. Watt. Even my tippy toes are ready, Perry Instagrammed in advance of the big game with a shot of her toenails painted as tiny footballs. She performs songs young women adore, but the men in the audience get the message. They're the ones Perry really loves. And that's about it. But it's a very cleverly created persona.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
It is. From a business perspective, no, she's got it all covered.
Yeah, I think she's great.
Terry in Michigan City, you're on the score.
Guys, how are you?
Good.
The whole thing, was that the biggest blunder in the history of sports, seriously, yesterday, when Pete Carroll gave away a Super Bowl?
No, it's not the biggest blunder in the history of sports. It's bad.
Dan, I love you. This is Incontinent and Eglish, your buddy. What was bigger than that? I've never seen anything like it.
Fred Brown. Epic. Fred Brown in the national championship is bigger than that.
Okay. Well, you know what? Asked and answered, counselor. But
I don't know if Fred Brown was worse than that.
That's worse. You throw it right to a guy?
You throw it right to a guy, but you did the same thing here.
Yeah, but Fred Brown, I mean, that's...
But it's not so much the play. It's
Chris
Webber? What you call. Why did you do that?
Why in God's name would they do that?
Terry, that's what everybody can't figure out. I can't figure out either. Why the hell you do it.
Terry, I'm
punching the ball in.
Nobody seems to know.
Carroll is.
I think any kid playing Madden gives it to Lynch.
I'm going to let you guys, you guys are the best. I love you guys.
The best ever,
you
know, by the way. Say that, Terry.
Chris Collinsworth, you have to give him a lot of credit because I can't believe this.
Right. I think I'm not a great football fan like he is, but I think even guys like me, we're going the same thing. Like, what the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
And why did you do that?
I understand a pass. I don't understand that pass.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. It's one of them. It's up there. Because that's the biggest stage in sports, dude. That's 100 and how many million people are in? 12 or whatever it was. That's the biggest stage in sports. That's not – the NCAA title game is one thing where you can say, oh, yeah, you threw the ball to the wrong guy, dude. Okay, whoa, I did. Yes, I did. But this? I mean, there's no audience in sports that matches than soccer.
If you're talking about the actual size, you're not saying it's the worst mistake. It's certainly the most famous. If you're saying biggest – in that regard, is not defining it as the most egregious, as far as the most famous.
I think it could be both. I think it could be both. It's certainly the one you don't think about. You know, nobody really, unless they're a lover of college basketball, thinks about Fred Brown.
Well, but we're different things here.
Yeah, think about this, even if you're not a fan.
Right, but that's different. If you're defining it as the worst, it's certainly going to be the most watched. But as far as the worst mistake, what Fred Brown did was he just
no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Look at what he does.
I watched it. I know exactly what he did.
That's worse. It's worse than a bad play call.
Not in this, not for the Super Bowl.
No, 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 no. But you can't. Bowls, no, no, no. You, but you, I'm not.
It's only measured by these the no, game. The no, it's the game.
I'm not arguing.
An NCAA championship game mistake. You threw him. We're a kid.
I understand that. But I'm not arguing the size of the event.
I'm arguing it's not even close.
I'm arguing the mistake on its merits.
Not even close. Not even close. That's not even close. That's a kid.
Right, but that's not what I'm arguing.
That's not, well, you're just saying that's the biggest mistake. It's not.
It's the worst. It's a worse mistake. It's not bigger.
No, it's not a worse mistake.
It is.
No, it's not.
Somebody at the end of a game, at the end of the national championship,
okay,
giving the ball to a guy on the other team on purpose.
In a moment of panic, yeah.
Right, that's worse.
Okay, no, it's not.
No,
it's not. You had an entire legacy on that play that would have put you at, and that play was just everybody in the world knew what was coming, well, and you can't do anything about it if you're New England. They couldn't stop it all night long.
Right, I'm not arguing the size of it. I'm not arguing how many people are watching
no,
or the relative.
That's by far a bigger mistake.
Well, see, the problem I have is that mistake. I guess the difference is that mistake is diffused over multiple levels of responsibility. Because there are too many times, you know, Carroll can take the blame for it, but if you and Russell Wilson, I put a lot of blame on him too. And he said, I trusted the play. You've got a responsibility if you're going to be a star quarterback.
You have to throw it. Yeah.
You've got a responsibility to not trust the play. Then, if you have any instinct at all,
don't trust the play.
And Carroll's got veto power. So to me, as much as they're all sort of trying to grab some of the blame for it, the difference in this, that the overall mistake itself is big, but the responsibility is diffused on multiple levels. Because the system failed. Somebody can't allow that play to run. And whether it's the trigger man, it's ultimately you had a brain fart on the part of Bevel, who should never be saying that into his headset. You got to make sure Carroll is on the headset going, no. No, thank you, Daryl, but no. Because that happens all the time. He said, no.
He's got veto power.
He can just say no, I don't. All he's got to say, beast mode.
Yeah.
Two words.
Yeah, that's all. I think that's it right there. That's one you can't, you know, again, you make mistakes in sports. Athletes and players make mistakes. But this was above that. This was like the guys running the show did it. The two guys, Daryl Bevel, who's interviewed for countless head coaching jobs, I don't think he's going to get many more interviews.
Yeah, that didn't
help.
It'll
be a while.
That didn't help.
And you got one of the best coaches in the game. There's no doubt Pete Carroll's one of the best coaches in the game. What he's done his entire career, well, you can forget the first couple of pro stops, but since then, with USC, gave us one of the greatest college games in the history of college games,
right.
Whether he was cheating or not with USC and Texas. Unbelievable job he did there. And this team. Playing for an absolute spot. It's something that's very difficult to do these days, as you know. I mean, you had it all in front of you. You had the guy that now, did you notice this? After seeing about midseason, they weren't really interested in keeping Lynch around. He was just too much of a headache. Remember all this stuff about him?
Yeah, now here comes the extension.
Now he's going to make him the most expensive running back. And well, they'll use him then.
Southside, Buck is on the score. Buck.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Hello there. Hey, hello, fellas.
Go ahead, Buck.
Hey, listen, how come nobody's bringing up Edelman hit after the interception? That was the game, man.
What?
Huh?
What?
When Edelman knocked out that safety after the interception.
Right, and he broke his wrist.
It was beautiful, wasn't it? Did you love that play?
Are you drunk?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, are you on your way? Are you well on your way?
We miss you at the OTB, man.
All right, Buck. That's the only place anybody misses me.
It sounded like the big Lebowski or something.
I know, but you know, those used to be my people. Now you understand why I am the way I am.
Yeah. Oh, I've always understood that.
Uncle Buck.
That one.
Monsieur the OTB. What?
I'm sure they do. Boers and Bernstein. They got more to come on the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, guys.
Do my very best to make this Valentine's Day easy for you. This much I can guarantee. You won't have to do the usual running around, frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. Here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your girlfriend or wife doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips and decorative Swizzler nuts. Did I mention they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Now I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office, and several family members are all blessed because you know why? They've all had the berries during the last couple of years and absolutely love them. And let the record show, although it doesn't matter, I love them too. And the best thing is that you can get a box of these giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the get-go. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code names BORS. This is fast and easy. Just go to berries.com, that's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, to place your order. To get your special deal, just click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in my last name, BORS. That's B-O-E-R-S. One more promise, you won't be sorry.
If you could design your own MBA program, what would it look like? Would it be flexible with classes in the evening, weekends, or online to fit your busy life? Would it be taught by business leader faculty who bring their own real experience to bring to life the topics and the classes they teach? Would it be from a school with a track record of alumni who've risen higher in their organizations? Would it be important that what you learn can be immediately applied to your job so you can see the impact of your education right away? If so, we love the way you think. And Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is the right MBA program for you. Since 1946, Lake Forest has been providing business professionals with a greater understanding of business to allow them to gain the competence and confidence to contribute to their organization's success. To learn more about the MBA you want, the way you want it, visit www.lakeforestmba.edu/radio. That's lakeforestmba.edu/radio.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to KROQ.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to KROQ.com and watch it now.
We know your New Year's resolution was to grow your business. That's why CBS Local Audio AdSense, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are giving away over $4,000 worth of tools to help your business be successful in 2015. Enter at NewYearSweepstakes.com.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You've got Voice of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. A little bit later on, we will visit with our buddy Orlando Ledbetter because, first of all, we always enjoy doing that just because.
Because he's fun, and the fact that the Seattle Seahawks defensive coordinator is that no longer. He signed a five-year deal to take the reins of the Atlanta Falcons, and that was the coordinator who didn't necessarily find himself in hot water today.
That's true.
Like Daryl Bevel.
Gave up a lot of yards there, Mon.
Yeah, they did.
But he said, you know, I don't know if he's going to do it, but I know this, that in the second year, right, isn't that second year that the record shows most of them reached the Super Bowl or something, and second year with a new coach, first year in, second year Super Bowl? To me, that makes perfect. I'm going to tell Orlando this because I want to cheer up Orlando like you need to, right? I'm going to tell him that I think next, not this year, give it a year, but 2 years from now, Atlanta will be in the Super Bowl. What do you think of that?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell him that anyway.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a four-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips. Brought to you by Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. It's always good to be John in Shorewood, too.
Oh, you bet it is.
Hi, John.
Hey, you're too kind. Hey, you know, speaking about pace of the game, I want to say a few things. I thought it was pretty neat that for a game of this magnitude, towards at the end of both halves, both teams had all of their timeouts. I thought that when you made me think about that, when you talked about how just the flow of the game and just how fluid it was. Also, too, I think there's a fine line between being aggressive and being dumb. You know, you could argue that at the end of the half, when you kind of had a guaranteed 3 points to kind of get the lead, you know, to kind of close the gap at the end, going for 7 6 left, it's kind of dumb, but it also paid off. So I don't know if that's just kind of their way, because that was a dumb play or an aggressive play. It was kind of a bang bang play, but you know, in some ways, there's a fine line between being aggressive and dumb, and it paid off at the end of the first half. I don't know if you want to call that aggression, but if it was, if they were just kind of going for it, it didn't pay off at the end.
So. It might have been a little bit of luck, but it sure looked ballsy. You know, it sure looked like it looked like the way they always talk about how they play. I'll give them credit for that.
Right. I agree.
Thanks, John.
You know, I was being, thanks, John, being tortured as I am. You know, I'm a tortured soul anyway by having to watch Bears games. And I like John's point there, because that's exactly what I was thinking. That coming down the stretch of the game, both had three timeouts. Coming down the end of the first half, both teams had three timeouts, I believe. And I'm thinking, that never happens with the Bears. They got two timeouts in the first quarter. They can't get a damn play in that gets 2 yards anyway.
You don't have to worry
about
that.
Am I right about this?
Yeah, but let it go. Let it go. I'm going to launch into Idina Menzel for you, but let it
I can't.
Let it go.
It's
Bod. I know.
It's Bodman.
I know it is.
Come on.
Watching Bears games shouldn't
Wait
be
a minute,
painful.
How many timeouts we got left? Oh, just one.
So the NFL and the NFL Network have suspended Warren Sapp indefinitely.
Uh-oh.
Pending the results of this investigation. This is the third time he's been arrested?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because he likes to hit women?
Yeah, there's twice domestic abuse cases. Let me ask a question. Again, I'm not an expert on this, but what's the and my guy, you know, I mean, Greg Anthony. I really like Greg Anthony. I've always liked him as a player. He was terrific to
talk
to.
What's with the hoods?
Well, yeah, what is it with this?
I'm not sure.
If you're Warren Sapp,
some guys like the more professional relationship because they don't have to worry about being clingy or
I understand
calling them,
that.
Bothering them at home,
but then
wrong messages.
If you're caught, what do you look like?
You look bad. It shouldn't be illegal is the issue. It just shouldn't be. There's just no reason for it to be illegal. And if some guy thinks that he shouldn't be doing it or should be doing it, there's no reason to be wasting tax dollars here. I know that there are issues about sexual slavery and all that.
There are.
However, regulate it and tax it, and you've got a revenue stream for a largely victimless crime when compared to others. And the resources can be better used elsewhere to try to pursue more important, more dangerous criminals. That's just my thought. But I occasionally have a libertarian bent when it comes to the decisions that adults can make with each other. But I just think that it's strange that Warren Sapp, the assault is more interesting to me than the fact that he was with a prostitute. If he assaulted a prostitute.
I don't have any. Is that what it was? That's who he assaulted? It wasn't somebody. Well, it was not a cop. It was the prostitute.
It would be. I don't know for sure, but I know that there was also an assault charge in there for which he was arrested. And that's more troubling to me. And the NFL's got to be real careful that his record, even before that, would be enough. You're wondering why he's a voice of the official television arm of the NFL.
Yeah, that's actually too much already.
And why Brandon Marshall is sitting next to Roger Goodell, why he's hosting that guy. That's bad optics for you, Roger, because that's a guy who all his life has hit women. He's never met a woman he wanted to live with and he didn't want to attack. So that is, you got to be just tone deaf to think that is a shot that you want on television. Makes no sense. It's ridiculous. You're right. What did you call him? The Secretariat of Idiot Commissioners?
Yes. He's so far ahead, you can't even... Look at these idiots that are running the other sports. He's so far ahead. He's making Rob Manfred look like... Yeah. I mean, he's gone. It's the Belmont Stakes. He's gone. They can't catch him.
We're Boers and Bernstein.
Even Bettman. You know, I mean, he's not exactly a genie. He can't catch him.
312-644-6767. We are digesting Super Bowl X-Licks on the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
One of the most unbelievable Super Bowl calls. It's just one of those what were you thinking moments. Boy, did the Bears dodge a bullet by not hiring Daryl Bevel.
Oh, my goodness.
Turn them on. Get out of bed. Or get in the car. Mully and Henley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Videos 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Join Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team, as the Cats host Michigan State, Iowa, and Indiana this month. Visit nusports.com to...
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Short, life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-661-2231. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-661-2231. That's 1-800-661-2231. 1-800-661-22.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.